name. All you psychedelic freaks, you.
Thank you.
see everybody here in Massachusetts. Good to be back. We're going to have a good time tonight, right?
Yeah!
Is it right?
Yeah!
Okay.
Woo!
Yeah. People Get Ready is a song that's been covered by so many great artists over the, the last half century. Sounds pretty freaky, but true, right? So we used to listen to the Impressions, Curtis Mayfield's group, who was so cool. We used to drive up and down from Long Island to New England and back and forth, developing a following. We used to sing People Get Ready and learn some harmonies in the back seat of a 55 Chevy. Okay? Then we got a deal with Atlantic and we wanted to record that on our first album. So we're going to dedicate this to all the fans and friends who love this arrangement. Yeah. Who aren't with us anymore today, but more importantly, all of you today are all with us. So here's People Get Ready.
Train the Charlie is big. Savior's own.
Yeah, have pity on those whose chances grow thinner. There's hope for all among the
kingdom's throne.
Make you love me.
Thank you very much. I'm going to dedicate this song to George Harrison. Because back in 1967, he used to go to parties all over London and carry the first Manila Fudge album under his arm. And said, check out these crazy dudes. Look what they've done to our song. But this is for George and all the Beatles.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. tonight. All you got to do is just think. All you got to do is repeat after us and say this real quickly.
A song that we introduced at the Sweden Rock Festival about 4 years ago, and it's a song from Spirit of 67, and at the time we did the song, terrorist activity was pretty heavy around the world, and we had dedicated to the people of Paris and Belgium and people in Orlando and just all over the country, all over the world, and we thought it might be a good time to pray for peace. What a world we live in. Let's pray for peace tonight.
Roses, an original song by Mark Stein.
Rock a little now?
Yeah.
Keep going up and down. The rockers and take out a little trip, right? So here we go. Clap your hands if you want.
Thank you.
cats have gone to the other side over the last decade. I saw Davy Jones doing a benefit in Florida, you know, for the late Clarence Clemens, of course, you know. And I went to him and said, hey, I'm off something all the fun. He goes, yeah, I remember you guys. You were pretty cool. He was really nice to meet him, and we talked a little bit, and a month later he was on the other side. So you never know. So we got to live each day, right, folks? Yeah. Vanilla Fudge is still here. We started in 1966. Six. So that gives us what? How many years?
9 years ago.
We had some great times at Dorian's band. That was the first time we ever had people come to see us, and actually Jews and people. Then we went to Bambi's. Remember Bambi's?
Yeah. Well, what was the name of the band back in those days?
The Pigeons. And then the Atlantic Records told us to change the name, so we changed it to Vanilla Fudge, and then we ended up on the Ed Sullivan Show 2 times. And the first time we did one song, and the second time we did this song, so this song rocks a little bit. You guys ready to rock? We're going to keep on going. Okay, this is something called Shotgun. You got it, dude.
We'll be right back.
Brooklyn. You know, you walk around the street and you meet somebody, you go, hey!
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 So I say,
hey!
Hey! Ships over there. Every time we come over here, I take a lot of pictures of ships. Right? Yeah. You guys are cool. Just look out here. God bless you.
And last but by no means least, over there on the keyboards and mostly lead vocals, he's still got it, hasn't he? Look at you again with that voice. The voice. Mark Stein!
His friends, they call him Mr. Brené, America's Brené.
Quite welcome, Mr. Steen.
Right.
He's looking back at me. Yeah. So many pretty sights to see.
This next song is in that crazy scene at the end of the movie, which I saw actually for the second time flying in from West Palm Beach 2 days ago on JetBlue. It was very, very cool. As we were landing, I'm hearing you keep me hanging on. Yeah. I thought, well, this might be, I don't know if it's going to, no, I'm not going to say it, but it was very cool. But yeah, this song started us out. It was a big hit on the radio all over the country. And the first album was actually the first LP to hit the top 10 globally without a hit single. You know, the long version, Hanging On, is like 7 minutes and 10 seconds or something. Yeah. But the single, the edited version didn't come out for about 14 or 15 months subsequent to that record. And then that single went to the top 10 and number one on a lot of playlists around the country. So. I'm really proud of that, and here's a song called You Keep Hanging On.
Thank you.
Carolina Peace. Chris Rennie. Dennis Martell.
Mark Stein.
Thank you.
We'll be right back. first day, but come say hi. I'm sorry, I'm stuck here. We got to get back to this guy's been playing here.